in here.
Yeah, what's up?
What's up?
Third Eye Vision, Hieroglyphics.
What's up?
What's up, fellas, man? Is that Dell over there?
Yep. What's up, man?
Dell, man, you know, I got to give Dell special props, man, because every time we have MC polls, I swear Dell is, like, always in the top five MCs of all the Wake Up Show listeners, you know.
Really?
How you feel about that, man? Nah, for real, bro. How you feel? I mean, does that matter to you?
Yeah, I mean, thanks, you know. I was trying to hold it down, finish my new album and whatnot.
Uh-huh. You know? What's up with the new one, man? You've been through so many trials and tribulations, right? What's up with the new one, man? Why it take so long for you to put an album out, bro?
Well, basically, we was working on the Hiro album and all that, so we was doing that first, you know the story. Try to use that as a springboard so we could further our solo project. So I've been working on it for a while.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Both Sides of the Brain, though.
Both Sides of the Brain.
Yeah. What I'm trying to do is I'm trying to have, like, a silver edition, you know what I'm saying? Like, the tape CD be the silver edition, then the wax be like a gold edition.
Oh.
With, like, maybe like a third side, like sort of how De La did with that one single they had. What was that single? Me, Myself, and I. Remember they had three sides? I'm trying to do something right. Like that with, like, a
Fancy
few extra
side.
Songs.
Hey, bro, don't be challenging the memory. It's like, oh, they said De La, damn, man. Yo, all right, cool. What's up with Pep Love, man?
Here I am.
What's going on?
I'm all right, man. How
What's
you doing?
What's the feel, man?
Working on my new album, trying to get it out as soon as possible.
Now, what? When y'all say trying to get it out, man,
I know I'm going to get it out
okay,
as soon as possible.
The whole hieroglyphic
y'all got to tell secrets.
Like, y'all are autonomous,
been
man.
Everywhere.
You do everything yourself. You travel across the world. You got one of the most popular websites, e-commerce division, is in cyberspace. I mean, you guys could go gold online damn near, right?
I mean, yeah. You know, our internet is one of the main things that put us in a position, you know what I'm saying, after getting off the major labels, because it's the best way for us to keep in touch with our fan base direct.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the cats that are logging on to the www.hieroglyphics.com are definitely, you know, trying to find out about us by using those means as opposed to, you know what I'm saying, checking the videos or, you know, reading a lot of these hip-hop magazines, you know, all the overground stuff, you know what I'm saying? So if they don't get online, they may not find out what's happening or, you know, kind of like they got to check in on the Wake Up Show, you know, the PD, you know what
no
I'm
doubt,
saying?
No doubt, no doubt.
Just the underground stuff.
Hey, man, how you feel about these hip-hop magazines out there, man? Because I'm quite honest, I'm pissed with a couple of them,
too
bro.
Many ads in them, too many ads.
I got to get them, you know what I'm saying? I got to keep my ear to what's going on, so I got to get them. But there's stuff I don't agree with, of course.
I mean,
every other thing, you know.
I mean, whatever. It's hard for objectivity when you got a situation where you got the majority of their ads are labels. So they're not going to really diss, you know, a label to where they're placing $30,000, $40,000 worth of ads in their magazine. You know
That's
what I'm
right.
saying? It's just they can't do it. And, you know,
it's like paying for props.
Exactly. And the shame about it is there's certain magazines that got, like, now they have, like, shoe companies.
No, hold up, Domino. We don't come on the Wake Up Show and say, speaking to
certain
magazines.
You know, like, Vibe, The Source, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
They have, you know, Pepsi and shoes and clothing. And you would think that since they're not... You know, they're not basing it all on income from labels that they would be able to be more objective. But, hey, I don't know. That's not what I do.
That's not what you do. That's right. Yeah, we got Kevy Kev. It's the return of the Wake Up Show OG.
Don't you feel like we're back in the days on the road?
Man.
Kev. Back when we were avoiding fights in here.
You mean back in the days of the members only crew?
There you go. You're going way back now.
Hey, man, I'm aging myself.
Tell me about the major label things. We're gonna name names, you know, tell secrets. What's up?
A lot of people think that the whole hieroglyphic like concept is now a phase that played out or something because y'all ain't on major labels or whatever. I mean, how do y'all respond to that?
I'm still doing it, man. I'm, you know what I'm saying? Of course I got other avenues and stuff that I work on too. I don't just MC, but of course, I'm still doing it, you know what I'm saying? I get a good response where I go, and I pay my rent and everything else with it.
You know, the funny thing about it is that from the outside perspective, you know what I'm saying? Like, people are like, what happened to Hiro? But, you know, doing it ourselves and doing it independently, you know, money-wise, it's basically the same, you know what I'm saying? Or what we've sold on Third Eye Vision, you know, it wasn't as exposed as records like 93 Infinity and Wish My Brother George Was Here and stuff, but it's basically able us to tap into our market and do what we want to do and still be able to make a living and not have to, you know, curtail our music for, you know, some guy up in this, you know, the head of the company that don't know nothing about the culture trying to tell you, hey, the single should be this, and you need this type of hook, and you need to bring up your vocals in this song, you know what I'm saying? It's just like, what do you know about this, you know?
Yo, you know what I like about that crew, 2Cast? Everybody is doing production now, man.
Like
bad
that,
production, man.
That was even nowhere.
Yo, Zopio producing too?
Yeah. He produced a song called Oakland Blackouts on the Hyra album. It's one of the tracks he produced. Yeah, that Lot Before Day. Yeah.
Yo, y'all still battle?
We still battle like each other?
Yeah, all the time. Like MCs, because Tech said he wanted to battle y'all.
What Tech at?
I mean,
I'm serious.
I guess
Tech was like,
your product out there, and then, you know what I'm saying, what rises to the top, I guess, is the cream.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? It ain't like a direct trying to put nobody up under our foot or nothing, but I think we pretty good at what we do.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I might cypher with somebody or something, but I don't be, fools jump in my face like, let's battle and all that, like trying to be arrogant.
God.
I'm cool on that.
Yeah, you know what I noticed? You know what I noticed? These brothers are seasoned now, bro.
They're calm. We can't even get a ride like, at them no more. Up, yo, you know, we used to be able to needle them and then get
fired up. Pep is all calm and
I think we're pretty good at what we're doing. Back to you, Bob.
Domino is extremely articulate and Dale is composed. It's like, what the hell, bro?
You know what happens is that when you start getting these battle situations, you know, it kind of like, people don't even focus on the right things to me. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. It's like people focus on punchlines and focus on things that make people laugh. It's almost like comedy. It isn't really about lyrical skills, so to speak, or styles. You know what I'm saying? And that's really what makes a dope MC is being original and having different styles and different sort of delivery. Not just because he saw what you were wearing that day and made a comment on it in a rhyme. That's not all it's about. And I think that's where a lot of people, when they're judging battles and who wins and that, a lot of it is based on that. And it's like,
and I also want to make a comment about freestyling. I think freestyling is good. It's spontaneous and it can help you. It can help you out in a way, but I think more so being, you know what I'm saying, it's being constructive and artful is more the important thing about being an MC to me and about being an artist, you know, making good music, being constructive and artful. I won't say anything, you know, other than that, but freestyling is cool, but I think it's about being constructive.
A complete artful. MC and not just solely like, that's all I do.
A complete MC. Dell, so I mean, how you feel about it? You still freestyle?
Yeah, like I was saying, man, like, it all depends. I might cypher with somebody if I feel them or whatever, you know what I'm saying? But if somebody's coming up to me spitting all in my face, like, yo, da 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 da, trying to get his little props off me or something, I'm cool.
Hey, hold on, Mike, nice. Mike, do me a favor, man. Just, this show ain't complete without a hieroglyphic freestyle, bro. Hold up for a second, man. Mike, can you throw on another beat for me and then... We got Pep Love. And I don't know, what did y'all think we was going to let you walk out without going? I'm going to let Kev kick the policy because we got a couple minutes before we got the breakdown. So, Kev, what's the policy, Mike?
Wake up show policy.
You know, they need to kick the policy. You know what I'm saying? As many times as y'all have been up in here, come on. Get biz. All right? Do your thing. You don't want to leave here in a box. Come on.
Y'all want to say peace to Casual and the Souls of Mischief. They weren't able to be here tonight, but you know what I'm saying? Shout out, you know what I'm saying? Jay Biz, and you know what I'm saying? Everybody else.
I promise you, Mike Nice is going to switch up the beats, man. I guarantee. I'm going to give him a countdown to three. Mike. One, two, three. That's my man, Mike Nice. Check him out.
Watch this.
Watch how
this comes in.
Turn it up a little bit. I can't
hear
you.
Yeah, man.
I'll help you out on the headphones. There you go. Wake up show. Hieroglyphics definitely in there.
Here's a
Pep Love. My man, Dale.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah, there we go.
Oh, okay. Here it is.
Check it out.
To the rhythm of this, I give him a kiss and a blissful touch. When I grab the microphone, my clutch is like 10 times the Hulk strength. Every time I do it like this, my bulk gets bigger and bigger with time. I invigorate with every single rhyme that comes out of my face. I lace the track, never hesitate or waste a fact. It's all punctual. My functions will get better with time as I master self. MCs feel the disaster straight to their chest, all into their souls and spirits. You can't control this, hear it. Nah, you don't need to fear it, just feel it from your toes to the top of your dome. Every time I kick raps, they froze in their tracks and then collapse. That's the way that it happens in this here synapsis. The hieroglyphics prove we come through raining, hailing, doing all that stuff, impaling MCs. We get rough and tough and then magnetize everything that's in front of us. I see it standing stagnant, but we gon' keep it moving. That's how we deepen the groove. And me and my homie D.E.L. the homo sapien, tell him what happened. There's no escaping when we clutch the mic.
Yo, check this out, Pep. This is the stuff that I like. I like video games a lot. You know, I spend a night, spend a whole wine on all the video games I got. Look in my yard. Got all the old ones thrown out in the trash, cause the Dreamcast is the new read. No, 128 bits. And I'll be playing it every weekend. You know what I'm doing? Down with my friends, smoking in, playing rhymes till I bend. You know the time when I rhyme. I got so many stuff on my mind. Let me tell you about this. One time I was at this party and this fool came to me and said, Del, we know you ain't a dope MC. We about to test ya. I was like, unless ya got some dope rhymes, I'ma put ya under pressure, boy. That's he was right. Like, I enjoy eating rappers like you. When I come through, I do this stuff just for you. It's D, the E, the L. Learn how to spell. I excel. I do well whenever you tell. Don't even see, don't even finish. When I kick the rhyme, it never diminish. I eat my spinach and get stronger, longer. Like the paper, a new paper. Climbing skyscrapers like Peter Parker, spark the mic. Anytime I'm around, I'm kicking what you like. I got a new album out called Both Sides of the Brain. When I kick it, I'ma drain MC's noses. Just like I do when I have my allergies. I got so many rhymes and I'm never kicking fallacies. Just the truth, whenever I'm in the booth, I'm down with you. If you wanna do what we wanna do. If you don't, then you go kapoof, you're gone. Just like magic and it's tragic. I'll beat ya, eat ya, delete ya from my screen. It's monochrome on the microphone, honing on the ride, I show it, glowing. Just like a forest blaze, MCs, it's all crave. They don't understand, I'm the man I am. When I kick rhymes and slam, like slam dunks, hip funk. When I was in Japan, I was watching that cartoon. You might not know about that, I will assume. But you know about Pokemon, and I'm not gonna finish till I'm done. And here's one more. What do you watch Dragon Ball Z on Cartoon Network? Come on, every day around 5:30. Hey, I record it when I don't got the time to watch it. When I'm busting rhymes or kicking one of my little tapes that I like to hear, like Black Moon. That's the one that's bumping in my boom box. But I can't really feel that notch. He ain't hitting me on the microphone. Is you feeling me? D.E.L. kicking this with my legacy with the hieroglyphics crew. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We want to say peace to the MCs that came in here, you know, got down for this. Side OP in the front line, you know what I'm saying? Battling is still alive. I think I see my man Fnatic, Planet Age, Zion, I, Persevere, everybody. My boy, Hardcore, I don't know why I can't remember right now, but yeah. Hieroglyphics, y'all.
Let it be known that hieroglyphics set the standard for a lot of MCs in Northern California.
True.
And we were here, so I just want to give y'all props.
You knew we were
going to
test you when you came in here.
Come on, man. What y'all saying, man? A lot of it happened, you know, not only on the streets, but a lot of it happened back in the day on the wake up, so you know what I'm saying?
Oh, exactly.
Y'all held in high regards on our list, that's for real, you know what I'm saying? And much success to you, too, at being entrepreneurs, you know, and please give back. You know, like I know you guys already do, but talk to some of these MCs on your way out. Let them know how it's done. You know, let them know that business part of it, too.
Yo, let them know the website one more time.
www.hieroglyphics.com.
Still pick up Third Eye Vision. That album is still in the stores. Go get it on Hieroglyphics Empyrean.
Hey, let me give a shout to Shingo out there for helping me with my logo and stuff. And Shingo. KU out there, too, you know what I'm saying, with sanitation department.
Living Legends crew.
Yeah.
All right.
Shout out to my homeboy Lee. What up, Lee?
Pep Love, Domino.
Word. We got more heads in here.
What we got coming up next?
Ooh, we got Third Sight in here. What?